Pope Francis will be in Cuba next week for an historic meeting with Patriarch Kirill, the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church. It's the first meeting between leaders of the two churches since an old estrangement, old as in 1,000 years old, the Great Schism of 1054. Robert Royal is the president of the Faith and Reason Institute and editor-in-chief of The Catholic Thing. And Robert, we're talking about ancient wounds here. The schism divided Christianity between East and West. Remind us how this fight started.
Well, actually, it goes all the way back to the Roman Empire, because if you recall, Constantine, who was the first Christian emperor, divided the empire into an Eastern and Western portion, the Western portion Latin, the Eastern portion Greek. But it wasn't – the church was not divided until the high Middle Ages started, when the West started to become strong again. And so it created some jurisdictional frictions. One thing led to another. And in 1054, you had this schism on practice and on jurisdiction, not quite so much on theology.
A little bit of a Cliff's Notes version there. But anyways, fast forward to 2016, and here we are. Pope Francis and the Russian Orthodox Patriarch will meet for the first time in 1,000 years. How did we get to that point?
Well, I think in one way it's a tribute to Pope Francis, who has this knack of bringing people together who have these long-standing divisions. I think that one of the other elements here, though, is frankly the persecution of Christians in the Middle East, both Orthodox and Catholic. And the spokespeople for both the Vatican and the Russian Orthodoxy in Moscow have been talking about the need to put aside some differences and come together to defend those Christians.
Yeah, and in some cases, we're talking about the destruction of Christian monuments in Syria. Clearly, the conflict in the Middle East, the rise of ISIS, a significant historical moment. But is it safe to say that it's that significant in the course of religious history that it would bring these two foes together?
Well, I think at this moment, yes. And maybe foes is a little bit strong in a way to put it. I mean, there are different jurisdictions. But I think there are other things in play here, too. Ukraine is divided between Orthodox and Catholic. Obviously, some of the things Russia has been doing in Ukraine, I think, play into this. So there's ample point of discussion. And let's not forget that those Christian communities, Orthodox and Catholic in the Middle East, are ancient communities going all the way back to the very beginning of New Testament times. So 30%, 25% of the population in certain places was Christian of one sort or another, and those places are being obliterated.
Mm. And you're a Catholic, right?
Yes.
I wonder what this means for an everyday Catholic. Like, do you personally feel a tension between yourself and the people of the Russian Orthodox faith? Does this matter to everyday churchgoers?
Look, the larger schism, the theological issues, the different liturgies and different spiritualities, those are going to take a long time to play out. You don't get over 1,000-year split in a minute. But I think for many Catholics, many average Catholics, this conversation with a type of Orthodox Christianity, there's a much greater distance between Catholicism and most of the Protestant churches except for the Anglicans. And the Anglicans don't like to consider themselves Protestant anyway. And in a world like ours, where the rise of radical Islamic terrorism exists and other threats to Western interests, I think that this is a moment for these two great halves of Christianity to come together and see what they at least can do together in the short run.
We'll see the two leaders meeting in Cuba next week. Robert Royal is president of the Faith and Reason Institute and editor-in-chief of The Catholic Thing. Robert, thank you.
My pleasure.